The following presentation is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to a vast array of sports and entertainment podcasts, including Two and a Half Wrestlers, Neckbreaker, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Inconclusive Breakdown, Midnight Jury, After Midnight, Apex Radio, and The Shining Wizards. Plus exclusive shows Thursday Night Destruction and Kevin Gill's King of Indies podcast. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
The opinions you love. The history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio.
Can I get one of those woo tickets?
Excuse me?
One of those woo tickets.
To a very special edition of Open Mic Night, because I have no life and Dave does, so I do this to fill time. Welcome, thanks for tuning in. When you do tune in, right now nobody's tuning in. I put the stuff on social media, so either way.
How does this work?
I just open the mic up, and everybody calls in. We just talk about whatever.
What are we going to be? Oh, so do we have a topic to start with?
Do we? Why don't you tell everybody who you are?
I'm your wife. I'm Mrs. Philip Rea.
That's right.
The unsilent majority.
That's right.
Taking selfies to put on Facebook.
Right.
In my headphones.
In your headphones. Close that closet door so you don't get the closet door in a selfie.
No?
No.
No one wants to see your collection of ties.
Yeah, and ball caps. All right. What's up, Tank?
Yo, what's going on, buddy?
What's up with the scrackly voice? What, are you drinking scotch tonight?
No, far from it.
Everything all right?
Yeah, everything is cool. I want to make an announcement.
Make an announcement? Okay.
Yeah, from now on, when I come on air, I want to be now referred to as Mecha Tank.
Mecha Tank.
If Mega can be Mega Powers, I could be Mecha Tank.
If that tickles your tits, Tank, what's going on?
Not much. Just got over that abomination of what's called a mech game.
You know what? I turned it off after the fifth run, and then I put Daredevil on for the family. So,
and then and it was brilliant.
Yeah, Daredevil was good, man. Do you have Netflix? Oh.
No, I do not have Netflix. I'm how do I put this the polite way? Downloading.
All right. Well, if you don't get it downloaded, we'll get you on that. Don't worry about it.
I got it already. I downloaded it. I'm just gonna see which version works. The MP4, the AVI.
I converted it to an. I got. Well, I just got something else too today. The Batman and Robin thing. I had to convert that to MP4.
Oh yeah, I got all of them except for Teen Titans one, the Trouble in Tokyo.
You know what? I thought I had that. The kid had it on the DVR, but we got rid of the other DVR, so that doesn't really matter. So, but
so is that the unsilent majority that I hear in the background?
The one and only.
Yeah, that is.
That's right.
That
it's a family affair tonight.
And she's a better looking co-host.
Yeah, you're not lying.
Thanks.
I don't want Mega Powers with his food poisoning coming on here, ruining shit tonight.
What kind of food poisoning is
he? You know him, I'm a proponent of the unsilent majority.
He messaged everybody yesterday that he got food poisoning. He didn't know how. But
oh, God, that sounds dreadful.
Knowing Dave, I went to one of those fucking sushi spots with one of his geisha girls.
Oh, God.
Caught something terrible.
But sure, it was from the actual sushi place and not from the down below sushi?
No, not down below. If he gets sick on that, then we're going to have an intervention. So, but
the down below sushi.
Down below sushi.
Gross.
I got to be polite. There's a female on air.
Say it. From pussy.
Yeah.
Just say it.
Just say it.
From pussy.
That's
from
right.
From
poussoir. Poussoir. So yeah, Daredevil was fantastic. Nothing short of brilliant. I didn't think it was gonna be that graphic, but the boy took a liking to it.
Yeah, it wasn't terribly, terribly graphic, and everyone we thought got killed didn't really get killed, so I felt better about that.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be Easter eggs for Iron Fist in this thing.
You know what? I didn't look for any Easter eggs. I should have. The only problem I had with it was not really a problem, but the guy who plays him, Charlie Cox, we know him from Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah, my TV boyfriend, one of many.
Yeah, you're a TV whore.
Oh, God, it's because I like good-looking men.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Charlie Cox is an English dude who played an Irish guy on Boardwalk, and now he's playing an Irish guy here. Playing a blind guy, so... Michael didn't know that. He goes, "Where's his suit?" I said, "He doesn't get the suit yet." He's like, "I thought his suit had horns." I'm like, "No, not yet." So he really didn't know the backstory of Matt Murdock. So that was pretty cool explaining that to him.
You should have let him see the Ben Affleck movie.
I have. He has it in his room, dude. You know what? It's funny because he comes home today from after not being here for like a fucking week, right?
Yeah, we haven't seen him since Easter Sunday.
Right, so he comes home and he has a binder of movies, DVDs, and he's like, oh, he hands me like 3 pages. I want to get rid of these. He hands like Smallville. I'm like, you're not getting rid of these. Just put them in your binder because someone gave it to him, you know? I'm not going to watch these. I'm like, you're not going to watch these now, but you will appreciate them. But he has Daredevil. I gave him Daredevil, so we'll watch that.
Once he gets a little bit older, he'll start appreciating the Daredevils and the earlier stuff that me and you have gotten over the time.
There's a lot to absorb, so you have to break them in because people tell different stories of the same person. So,
you got to break them in the network too, and there's a lot of stuff.
He does it on his own. He does it on his own. He's pretty well versed in elimination chambers, ladder matches,
yeah, those are his favorites,
and anything, any gimmick match, he's all with it. He's with it.
Is he watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No. I downloaded...
Or is that just too graphic right now?
No. I didn't even get into it. I watched the first 6 episodes and gave up on it. So I'll have to binge watch it, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to have to recommend you're going to have to binge watch that. Because they tied it into the second Captain America movie, and then they're tying it now into the Inhumans movie.
Ah, okay.
And then they're going to tie it into the Avengers movie that's coming out.
Yeah.
So
yeah, so it's all good. I'm not really, you know, I'm sure it's all good.
And that movie looks good.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. It's a good time right now. You know, it's all these movies are coming out, all these shows. Spring is sprung. Like, we were outside doing like yard work today, and
oh, you know what we forgot to do today?
What did we forget to do today?
Oh, bring your own cup to 7-Eleven for Slurpees.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's
yeah. All my Slurpee cups are in Queens.
God, no, you bring your own cup, whatever cup you want. Your cup could be 55 ounces. You pay $1.75 and you can fill it up.
Oh, nice. They're going to take a hit.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a gimmick.
Yeah.
Yeah, not when you're pulling an overnight and you're craving for it.
Well, yeah, this is true. We've done that.
Holy crap.
We've done that. But yeah, man, spring is sprung. I was outside doing yard work today, getting the deck ready for some, you know, for whatever we do this summer. It's pretty cool. That's the best part.
How warm did it get in the city?
I want to say the low 60s today.
Because in Islip Terrace, CI, where I am, it hit 61.
It was about 65 for a couple of hours, and then it dropped down to like, it got really cool outside. I was outside for like 2.5 hours, from like 3 to like 5:30.
Oh, that wasn't that bad.
No. And I just, you know, at my leisure, just, you know, listening to the baseball games and, you know, breaking up boxes and cleaning up the table, hanging up stuff. Mm-hmm. Just getting ready, because I like to sit outside on the deck, you know, on that porch, and that screen porch that we have out there.
Okay.
You know, it's really
the
cool.
The sunroom?
Yes, the lanai.
The lanai, as they say, as the rich people say. You know, that's what the classy people do. That's it. So
yeah, hence, that's why I said on your other thread, when you, with you and that little, everybody just says, oh, Phil's got to smile more. That's smiling there, chickles.
I smile when I want to smile, bitches.
Fucking bring them snacks. I told them that.
Yeah, they do. Once in a while, they do. When I used to dispatch the overnight, I had them trained. They used to be, like, on command. And then when Jen came on with me, they were fucking, they used to bring her food like crazy because she used to work like 80 hours, 90 hours a week. She'd work her other job interning, and then she'd come with us in the overnights. I'd let her sleep, do her homework. And then, but before she went to sleep, the first couple of, you know, minutes after the tour change, we would we'd send out for bagels and stuff like that.
And how did nobody on that thread comment on... Hello, good humor. How many cases of ice cream do you want today?
Wow, you know. At least I have a job. Okay.
Hey, I didn't post that.
I'm just saying. I didn't post my pants. I don't like to wear my white pants, but I am employed. And last time I checked my pay stub, which is Thursday, they paid me pretty good.
Yeah, that's been a good job for you though.
Yeah, you know what? It's been challenging. The upgrade is cool. I'm actually feeling better about work the last couple of months. I'm not complaining about my commute as much as I used to.
Your system go down on you at all?
Yes, but not because of the phone. The actual phone line went down. Telecom was working on the line. So it wasn't the system itself. It was the people working on it. What are you reading over there on your cell phone?
Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel just went and had themselves a baby.
Like just now? Like right now? Just right
yeah, like yesterday. Moments ago.
Yesterday, Tank?
Yesterday. Yeah. She's late. It's yesterday.
Well, I'm just seeing it now on social media, so it's brand new information to me.
Yeah.
Okay. So you also heard that Willie Nelson passed.
No, he didn't. No.
It was on Facebook today that he passed.
No, I don't believe anything I read on Facebook.
Yeah, dude, they were posting.
But you believe in that they have the baby today when they
had
yesterday.
Because you know what? It wasn't just on Facebook. It was Billboard.com, UsWeekly.com. These are reputable sources. Willie Nelson, still alive. Stop playing.
It says here, MSNBC, Willie Nelson dies at 81 years old.
No, that's bogus.
That's bogus, right? Yeah.
Isn't that the mobile, though, version of MSNBC?
No, this is...
Rumors of his death...
MSM is in Mary, B.C.
Yeah. Okay.
Delicious.
Was later confirmed by police.
No, fake.
Gotta be fake. This is all fake right now.
Go to TMZ.
TMZ knows the truth.
Yeah.
They seem to be breaking all the hot shit lately.
Well, just write Willie Nelson dead in Google and see what comes up. I feel like it would have been on the news.
That he would be the second Uncle Jesse to pass.
It's a hoax.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hoax.
He's got too much tree weed in his system to kill him this quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Melissa didn't text us. Usually my cousin is really up on dead celebrities, and she'll, you know, text us with a boom, dead text. We didn't get it, so.
Tank knows Melissa's husband, Brian. You remember my boy, Brian?
Brian? Yeah, Pocono Brian.
Yeah, Pocono Brian, yeah. So they have, like, a Deadpool, a celebrity family Deadpool. Every time somebody dies, I get a text from Kitcha, like, so-and-so, boom, dead. So this has been going on before I hooked up with Tony, but now the whole family's involved. His wife texts and we text, you know.
Yeah, we're a morbid sort.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's MTT, morbid telephone telegraph.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. I don't really get wrapped up in all the nonsense. Tony and does read the smut rag magazines were online at the Walmart or the supermarket.
I have to read the Star. That's absolute truth. Everyone knows that if it's in the Star, then it's true. They were the ones that broke that Bruce Jenner was transitioning to a woman.
It's true.
And everyone's like, ah. And now everyone's like, ah, because it's happening. What else did the Star break?
And supposedly now his daughter has become a trailer trash.
Because
she got hooked up with Bieber?
No, they're all disgusting. They're famous because they made videos of their own children having sex with celebrities. They have no discernible talent. Why? And every time you say the name Kardashian, like right now, like $1 million gets deposited into some offshore bank account for them. I don't know how it works, but they get paid to do nothing.
The only reason why they're famous is because Mama got famous right after what's the dude's name? Robert passed away right after the OJ trial.
Yeah, but like they weren't famous then. OJ was 20 years ago. Okay, they weren't famous 20 years ago. They were famous maybe 10 years
ago.
Is it
20 years?
Yeah, the summer of 1994.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I'm getting old.
Yeah, you are getting old.
If the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Remember that scene, the white Bronco, the chase down the highway?
I was in the Poconos watching the Knick game, and they broke through.
Yeah. Well, like, wait a minute. It wasn't high speed at all. They were going like 25 miles an hour, just lollygagging down the highway.
The Gold Dust Roddy Piper chase was better.
Yeah, a couple of years later, they had a WrestleMania was in California, mm-hmm. and they had a Hollywood backlot brawl between Goldust and Roddy Piper. And Goldust was the heel, and he had a gold like limousine Cadillac, mm-hmm. and he ran over Piper with it. Piper chased
the 77 or 75 Cadillac.
Right, Piper chased him on the highway with the white Bronco, and they put the camera on it.
That's so funny.
And they brawled, and I mean, apparently Piper broke his hand. Fighting him, it was like that was probably the best match of the night. So, I like that when they do parodies and shit like that of pop culture. You know, yeah. They turn into like you know, it was almost like a Saturday Night Live skit.
I like that. I like that too.
I like that.
You know, I like stories like anger management when they had to go to anger management.
Oh, with Kane and Daniel Bryan.
That's so funny.
That was funny.
And when David Otunga was the attorney.
Yeah.
John Laurinaitis, that's funny with that bow tie. I like shit like that.
I dug it. So, I don't know.
They should just change his gimmick name to David Hudson.
David Hudson? Yeah, it's like because his wife won't let him wrestle anymore.
Yeah. Is that why he's not on TV anymore?
That's what they say. I don't know. If it's either that or they can't. They don't want to find the use for him. But I think he's talented. Like, he could talk. His gimmick was okay. I mean, he's not that great in the ring, but really, who cares at this point? And half of them aren't that good in the ring anymore.
I was about to say.
Right, so I mean, it's not a far-fetched when you fucking when you have somebody like that. But he can talk. He's articulate. And that coffee cup, that's genius. That's
his Argyle sweaters.
Yeah.
His bow tie.
Yeah.
Isn't that coffee cup like a Starbucks cup?
Probably.
Without the Starbucks logo on it?
It's funny.
Probably, yeah. Yeah.
He's easy on the eyes.
Oh, you like that guy, huh?
Yeah, I like the dark chocolate.
Yeah, apparently.
You like chocolate milk?
Yeah, why not? I don't discriminate. I like all men.
Okay.
Just saying. Daredevil, my movie boyfriend. David Otunga, my wrestling boyfriend. But even though Alberto Del Rio is, like, really my guy. I'm sorry. I like good-looking men. I said it before, I'll say it again. This is why I married Phil Rea.
You like Space Mountain.
Yeah.
Right. As I got him blushing.
Yeah, right.
So anyway. I have my little fantasy wives.
Who's on your list, Tank?
Stephanie.
Okay.
Lana.
Yeah, I can see that.
Scarlett Johansson.
She's a beautiful woman.
Tank's I love Jones from Mariah Carey.
Really? Even after all these years, Tank?
As soon as she married Nick Cannon, she became Trailer Park Pond scum.
Nah. Yeah. Nah.
No, he's right. She's gross now.
Nah, I like it with the thickness.
No, it's not so much about the thickness. She was always a thick girl.
No, she wasn't that thick.
You know, and it kind of bothered me that she dated Derek Jeter for that extended period of time.
Listen, she probably gave Derek Jeter the fucking the
hummus of his life.
No, the confidence to go out and get some of those championships. Listen, to this day, I thank Madonna for the 94 Cup run because she was tapping Mark Messier for a minute.
Was she? I don't remember.
And he
that.
Was skating around calling games like he was Babe Ruth. We're gonna beat the Devils, and then he goes and hits that and wins. We're gonna win this. We're gonna win this series against Vancouver. Okay, Madonna. Whatever you want to do.
The patter of the poussoir.
Can somebody send it to Martin St. Louis?
Leave them be. They're on a roll right now. 16 more wins, and we win the cup. So
yeah, but he needs motivation. Last year his mom died. What's his motivation this year?
Maybe I don't know. The motivation is that they won a lot of games, and
aren't they the best team in the division?
They're best team in the hockey. League? Best team in hockey. Best team in hockey.
Let's see what the Icelanders can call themselves.
Not Long Island anymore after today.
Well, they still got the playoffs.
Oh, tonight was the last regular home game at the Mausoleum. So
where are they going? They're going to Brooklyn.
They're going to Brooklyn. Yeah.
Yeah. Then they become Slope Trash.
Slope Trash.
Because isn't it in Park Slope still?
Yeah, we get no, fucking Barclays is downtown, dude. Junction.
It's in Park Slope. It's on the border.
No, it's not on the border. What are you talking about? It's on Atlantic Avenue.
Yeah, that ends Park Slope.
Yeah.
Ends it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily call it Park Slope.
I wouldn't call it Park Slope either. But we get the Penguins in the first round, so that's going to be fun.
Well, they kind of suck this year anyway, so.
Listen, it's a whole new season, so.
Yeah, you never know what Crosby's going to do in the playoffs.
You're right. You're right. Malkin's still there, too. You know, they didn't do Dick this year, but they did enough dick to fucking make it to the playoffs, so.
Mm-hmm.
So
what do you think of the baseball season so far?
We're only, like, what, 6 games in, so.
I don't mean just the Mets. I mean baseball in general.
I love it. I play some more Strat-O-Matic. I'm getting better at that.
Mm-hmm.
I read more now, like in terms of like scouting and shit, because I have to scout for players now. It's not like fantasy where you lose your guys after the season. With the stuff I'm doing now, you actually keep your guys, and and I actually drafted rookies. Like kids that are not even on cards yet. Like I drafted Mats and I drafted Urena from Brooklyn. I got 2 pitchers in Colorado and Boston that might make the rotation by the All-Star break this year. So, I mean, that's fun. That's interesting.
It should be.
I like the I like what the league has done in terms of the new commissioner is involved with the inner city stuff now. Like they're raising money to build more ballparks to get more inner city kids involved. Because apparently the minority is not playing ball anymore. You know, they're not, because there's no resources. You know, they want more minority in baseball. And I don't mean like the Central and South American kids. I'm talking about like, you know, inner city kids from the States, you know.
Yeah.
Whether they're black or Hispanic or Asian or whatever the case may be. The international flavor is there. It's just not
predominant here in the States anymore.
Exactly, exactly. So I like that. I'm excited. I'll be at opening day this year. I'll be at game 3, so I'll get to see Jacob DeGrom. And I'll get to see... If DeGrom is pitching Monday, I'm going to assume that it's going to be...
No, I think they're moving Harvey up.
No, Harvey's getting the second game.
Okay.
So Harvey will get the second game, and then it'll go to... Because we're going Wednesday night.
Yeah, we're going Wednesday.
So that's why we're recording tonight.
But you said you're going to the opening day, though,
I'm
right?
going opening day, yeah. They're coming on Wednesday.
What's the promotion?
On opening day?
Yeah.
It's a magnet. You can have mine because I already got...
Oh, the schedule magnet? Yeah, please.
I already have a schedule magnet, so I'll give you mine. Let's see.
Yeah, you got to get there early. You know, they give that opening day pin.
Yeah, I'm going to get the pin. I need a new hat.
You don't have to buy it. Last time I knew, it was free.
No. They're only giving away the... They always fucking sell out. Yeah, Shining Wizards Matt wants a tailgate.
Okay.
But they open the doors at 10:30. And the ceremony's at 12:30, so I know, like, you have to get there early to get merch, because by the time I get in there after 12 o'clock, everything's sold out. Yeah, I couldn't get an opening day pin last year. I couldn't get
a
hat.
When I went, you couldn't get the national pin, that pin.
Yeah, well, I'll be in D.C. this year, so I'm going to get their 10-year anniversary pin.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it should be fun.
You also heard that when they had that the exhibition game series this year, when Toronto went to Montreal, they had 92,000 people both nights.
Yeah, listen, we went the last game of the season we went this year, and we went the game before that we went to was a week before that, and the week before that we sat in the upper deck and we met a bunch of people from Montreal.
Okay.
Like, they travel, they're Expo fans, and they travel, and they have, like, a group, and they travel all these ballparks. Mm-hmm. And they still, and I say to them, like, you're wearing the gear. They're not even playing the Nationals. They were just, you know, and I said to the one lady, I'm like, you guys are great. You know, you guys, she's like, oh, no, we miss it, and, you know, not having baseball there anymore, it sucks, and, you know, we this is what we do to keep things going. We take a vacation every year with a, there was, like, 50 people there.
There was a lot of them.
With
their
families.
They were rowdy, too.
They were rowdy. They were cheering. They were nice. They were cordial.
Sort of like the seven-line crew in center field.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, it sucks that we don't have the Expos anymore. I used to love it. Yeah, how many Expo games did you and I go to again? You know what I'm saying? Like,
holy crap.
We went a lot of division games we saw.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw some good teams they had, you know?
When they had Carter and Reigns and Vladimir.
No, well, I didn't see him with Carter. That was a little before my time, but I saw them with Tim Reigns and, like you said, Vlad Guerrero, Pedro Martinez, Tim Foley, Dante Bichette, Andre Scalaraga. They had a lot of good guys in their team. They had, who the hell was the other guy? Andre Dawson, the Hawk.
Rusty Staub was on their team for a while.
La Grande Orange, yeah. Got Rusty's bobblehead right there. So yeah, I was watching some of the MLB package today. And Cincinnati is doing a promotion in 2 weeks. They're doing a tribute to the 1990 championship team, the Reds.
Okay.
And the first 20,000 people get Nasty Boy bobbleheads. Knobs and Segs. Dibble, Charlton, and Randy Myers.
Okay.
So I put in a request to a friend in Ohio to see if he can get me one.
That would be nice.
Yeah, it'd be cool, right? To add it to the collection. So, but anyway, to answer your question, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I always get excited now. Now I'm more excited about baseball because the family's involved. Mm-hmm. We like to go to baseball games.
They should have fun.
They love it.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. The kid likes it. He eats his way through the ballpark from the minute we walk in to the minute we leave. You know, hot dogs, chicken fingers, ice cream, the whole nine. And, you know, I mean, it's a nice day out. If you can get tickets way upstairs for $15, you can't lose.
Exactly.
I have a strange feeling that the better they get, the more expensive the seats are going to get, so we have to enjoy it now, I guess.
Yeah.
Enjoy while it lasts.
Yeah. Like, even my opening day ticket was, like, $10 more than it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
Well, no, that's because it's in the box. It's their box seats. That's why. That's how much they paid for it.
Okay.
And because they upgraded their package.
Okay.
So as long as you know who don't go to the baseball games with you.
Oh yeah, she's
at least they'll win.
She's a jinx. We're not taking Natalie to any more games.
Mm-hmm.
You could name drop Natalie. Natalie won't listen, but if she does,
huh?
Natalie knows it doesn't listen to the show. So, but if she does, you're a jinx. She knows she's a jinx. She knows.
Poor Natalie.
Poor Natalie, nothing. Poor Natalie, she says.
I'm just saying.
How many times were we in the same building and we didn't know she went and she actually went and they lost?
Don't get me started, dude. How many times did we go with her and they lost?
Yeah, I can't even count.
Yeah, you know how Shining Wizards Tony is podcast cancer, they call him? She's Shea Stadium cancer, City Field cancer.
It's terrible.
It is. It's true. Mm-hmm. She's like a black cloud. She walks in there and she fucking makes them lose.
It's like they have a camera in the manager's office.
I don't know. They see it coming.
Natalie's here. Time to lose.
Your old man's not that successful when I go with him either. Every time your old man goes with us, they fucking lose. They lost that one opening day. They lost we went to the last. We were at the last game at Shea Stadium.
And yes, we were.
And they lost that game too. That remember Ryan Church? Hit that fucking bomb, and we thought it was going over. And
that's the game we made him stay to the end.
Right, it was 107 degrees. But
I want to go home. Let's go get him to go home.
I want
to
go home.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I'll never go to a game with him again. Because he just doesn't want to stay for the whole game. And I'm like, why do you pay all that money not to stay for that? I can see if it was raining or you had a kid. The kid's a good excuse when they get out of line. Like, all right, gotta go. Peace out. You know,
and not for nothing, they were really good seats.
They were okay. You know,
I think he paid for the three of them. I think they were like $100.50 a piece.
Nah, not that much. They were like, I think 60 something because it was the last game.
Okay, whatever it was.
Whatever it was. We were there.
We were there.
Two worlds collided.
And they could never.
All right, talk into the mic.
Tear us apart.
Oh, God.
Checking out my nail polish. I just did my nails, so I have a little paint on the cuticle. These are girl problems. Y'all don't know.
I have two sisters. You don't think I know?
You have an idea, but you don't know.
Right, because he doesn't have to paint his nails.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right, so.
What we have to go through to keep up appearances, to look smashing for you. Hard work.
Smashing.
Yeah. I do this for you, babe.
I appreciate it.
She must love the Cody the dashing Cody Rhodes gimmick.
Nah.
A for effort, but he's not my favorite.
Nah.
Oh. What
the hell are you doing?
Microphone's falling. I'm exhausted. God, we had people over last night. We played games. We played 80s Trivial Pursuit until almost 2 o'clock in the morning because no one could win. It was impossible. Like this obscure 80s trivia.
I won, though. I got the title back.
Phil won. Phil won. He got all the pie.
I got all the pie. I like pie. Right,
oh,
Tank?
God, we
Phil likes his pie.
That's right. What's
we
that?
Slept in late.
We slept in late like animals. I actually was up early and I went back to bed again. We slept in, though.
Yeah, we didn't crawl out of bed till like 11 o'clock. That was glorious.
Yeah, I haven't had that much sleep in like a half a year.
Yeah, sometimes it's not.
You sure it's a half a year? Last time you don't sleep at all.
I don't sleep at all. Hold on. Stop drinking my soda, man. You're
thirsty. Go get, why didn't you bring up a soda for the whole class? He fills up one glass of soda, doesn't ask his wife if she would like a beverage.
You know what? This is my show. When you bring your own. This is BYOS.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't
suck your own dick too?
I had to bring my own soda.
Let me take a sip, and then she drinks the whole fucking cup.
Now I am going to drink the whole fucking cup.
Now go get some more, Dishwalla.
No, I'm not.
Seriously, come on.
No, go get your own soda. Go suck your own dick.
Hey, Fifi.
Yeah, Fifi.
Go get some soda.
That's right. Go get some soda.
Who's Fifi?
That's you, Fifi.
What does that mean?
Fifi La Pepsi. Go get some more fucking soda. No. Come on, seriously.
Come on, leave me alone.
I have no soda left. We're still fucking recording. What are you doing?
You see this shit?
So go bring the bottle up.
Oh, God.
Fifi was Ric Flair's maid on the in WCW, who he's actually married to now.
No, you're not my house dwarf, but you drank all the soda. Come with a DCA courtesy.
You know you need one of them college refrigerators in your man cave.
I
you wouldn't have to worry about
that.
We
talked about getting a refrigerator. I just don't have the room in here for that, though, I don't think.
Well, under a desk in the corner.
Yeah, possibly. I'm not too worried about it. But
other than that, you publicized in the Facebook page that you had an open mic night, and meanwhile, I'm the only one. Unless you cut, you're doing one call at a time.
Hold on 1 second. Yeah, I don't know. That's what nobody wants to talk. No, it is what it is. I ain't too worried about it.
So what are we going to call these open mic nights? Breakfast with the dog?
No, open mic night. That's it. That's pretty much what it is. I did them for a while. I did them. I had one time I had me and Tony from the Wizards. Mm-hmm. It was me, Shane, and Rage the last time. One night it was Stickman from Canada. Me and Stick got into it for a while. Thank you, babe.
Wow, that was fast.
That's right.
Holy crap.
That's right. All right, there we
How much for her tonight?
What are you doing?
I think I'm going to bed.
You going to bed?
Tie.
I'm tired too, but you know, I got to take one for the team.
What team?
The team throwbacks. Come on, man. The fans want, they want new.
They want the unsilent majority.
Yeah, this is true. But they want more material, so they fucking, when Dave and I can't do it live, we try to put these things on for them.
Right, but we're not talking about anything of importance.
No, that's the whole point. It's open mic night. What do you want to talk about?
Too tired to talk about anything. I talked about my nails. Talked about my TV boyfriends. I think that's... Oh, we went to Ralph's Ices.
Ralph's Ices, yeah. We live next to the original Ralph's. Good shit.
Okay.
So, next time you come,
yeah,
we'll take
Ralph's Ices is a Staten Island institution. They make what is arguably the best Italian ice on the planet.
No, there's two other places that have good ice.
No.
One being in Corona.
Listen, they're better than Ice King, man.
Yeah.
And this is me talking. They have over 70.
And what about the place Luigi or something like that?
Luigi's.
No.
Yeah, they're a ripoff of, they have over 70 flavors. They make water ice. They make
cream ice,
custard. They make homemade custard, dude.
Shakes. Hand dipped ice cream, yeah. Soft serve. It's unreal.
Yeah, dude. The next time you come by,
lines down the block.
Next time you come, we'll go. It's like two blocks away.
So it's like a TCBY.
No.
It's like a Corona Ice King, except it's better.
Okay.
Seriously, dude, it's no joke. No joke. They have two girls per window. There's three windows. There's six girls that work these. There's six lines in three windows. It's crazy.
Yeah, you gotta just wait.
Are they cute?
Yeah, they're like teenage girls.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, Jesus Christ! But For me, Jesus, that's rocking the baby cradle.
Yeah, dude, well, you'll be fucking...
I'm just letting you know they're cute little girls.
Yeah, cute, but you'll be, you know, 15 will get you 25.
Huh. More like 13 gets you 55 and a knee in the gut.
That's it, pretty much. Knee in the gut, you get a soap in your ass. Talking about.
Dude, you forget who works at Rikers?
Yeah, fuck him too. But anyway, I digress.
Well, anyway, it was delicious, and it's a tradition that, you know, it's a big deal, the first walk to Ralph's of the season. We went today.
Yeah, the picture he posted was pretty cool.
Yeah. And Michael, that precious child, bought the ices. He had a $20 bill in his piggy bank from Easter.
Yep.
And he's like, I'll buy the ices. I'm like, good, because I ain't got no money.
Nobody got time for that. So he went into his R2-D2 bank.
Mm-hmm.
And he
pulled out a fresh Jackson.
And he was like, ice cream on me tonight.
And treated his mom and pop to ices.
And he gave her, and he gave a tip, too. And he gave a little girl a tip.
Nice.
So that's pretty much where we are with that. So
I'm surprised he's not using it on comic books and stuff.
No, he's not.
He has no need to spend money. I mean, all of his basic needs are pretty much attended to.
Another couple of years. I give him another 2 years before he realizes the value of money and wants to spend. Because he's got like $200 in fucking gift cards downstairs he hasn't used yet. So,
you still haven't gotten him those figures?
No, he doesn't want them. He wants to wait. So
okay.
I suggest to him maybe he should save up for a new PlayStation, you know, because he's halfway there at this point.
Yeah, he might as well just keep saving.
Yeah, see what Santa Claus has to say.
Yeah, that's another thing. Once he realizes there's no Santa, he's gonna.
Oh wait, okay, but when is his birthday hit?
Oh, we don't get him anything for his birthday. Not because we're bad parents, but we take him on vacation, so he gets a weekend, someplace awesome, and a baseball game, and a museum, and souvenirs, and that's his birthday gift. I don't buy him anything.
Oh, okay, so
he's going to DC this year.
Yeah, we're going to DC this year.
Well, this year he'll be home for his birthday, so maybe we'll give him a little party.
But we always have cake.
What's that, Tom?
That still doesn't mean you don't hit up the grandparents and the aunties.
Oh, they go crazy. They go crazy. The whole family goes.
Yeah,
crazy.
But they're not going to get him a PlayStation. That's crazy
no.
If they all chip in,
I guess.
And they can use the gift cards.
Yep. That's probably going to wind up happening. It's probably going to wind up happening.
That could happen.
But he's he really doesn't like a need for that stuff. Like he gets his comic books from me.
Mm-hmm.
Right now
you're getting on the comic books, and I hate to be boring your wife. With Marvel, I don't know if it DC already started their version of Time Runs Out. Called Convergence this past week.
Yeah, I went to Forbidden Planet the other day because I was early for an appointment, and
Marvel starts their massacre. This guy within 2 weeks.
Yeah, again, I really haven't caught up.
Mm.
You know.
Well, if you didn't know, Marvel's rebooting.
Yeah, I heard. I can't get invested in all that. Free Comic Book Day is coming.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal for us here.
Mm. Yeah, it's an event.
Now Will joins us, so we're gonna go Free Comic Book Day and go right down the block and see Avengers that day, probably.
Yeah, his little guy's how old is he? How old is his little guy, Logan?
He's 3. So.
It's time to start getting him into baseball and that type of crap. Get him before they convert him to a Yankee fan.
Nah, he's all in with Lucas Duda.
Okay.
That's his guy.
Okay, cool.
So
as long as Lucas Duda don't get traded to the Bronx, we're fine.
Yes. Logan is 3, so his attention span isn't that great. But he gets all... I think the kids like it because they get free books. And they give you like 20, they'll let you pick like 10 of 20 books, and they have different age, you know.
Different books for different ages.
Yeah, it's not like you walk in there back in the day and they just give you a stack of books and go here. They let the kids pick them out. They make it really cool where I am anyway. You know, they're one of the they got rated one of the best stores in New York City, CBJ. So they're by the way, it's Sacco's birthday today. Happy birthday, Sacco! Sacco runs the establishment.
So where is CBJ's from you?
Half a mile, maybe.
Oh, so it's in the opposite direction from.
If you stayed on that bus that you came that you would take to my house,
yeah,
48, take it like another 8 or 10 stops. If that,
okay,
maybe, and it's yeah, yep, that's where it is.
So, how was Forbidden Planet's in the city, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's by Union Square.
How is it? Is it bigger than Midtown Comics or is it smaller?
No, not at all. It's a lot smaller. They really specialize with graphs and like collectibles and shit like that. They have like you know, a bunch of toys. They had a lot of Pop-ems, but nothing I really wanted.
You should have found your Groots.
They didn't have Groot. I wanted Groot. I wanted that, and I wanted they had a bunch of Star Trek ones, but you know, once you get one of those, yeah, they had a bunch of them. They had Riker and Troy and Worf.
Yeah, there's 7 or 8 Next Generations, and there's like 7 or 8 old original series ones.
I have the Game of Thrones one,
and my father's fiending for those damn things.
Yeah, they had them at at Forbidden Planet. They had the whole set of them.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm not telling him, and he don't listen to the show, so I don't have to go into Manhattan.
That's good. That's good.
Because you saw I posted on Facebook that I just got the Batman Beyond and the 2 Harley Quinns.
Yeah. Yep.
So that, you know, the Batman Beyond looks really cool. Having it in hand now, it looks really cool.
Yeah. No, I got to see it.
Yeah, I got it from Hot Topic.
Hot Topic sells them?
Yes.
Really?
Yep. Hot Topic sells pop vinyls. It's under Funko, the name of the company.
No. Very nice.
They have the Breaking Bad mobile home. They had the Walking Dead motorcycle dude. They have Echo One with Winston.
I'm not into that show, so I don't know what that is. So
what with Ghostbusters?
Oh, Ghostbusters! Yeah, yeah. They had the Ghostbusters. They had the Japanese Ghostbusters. The what do they call that? Like the anime looking ones.
Yeah, the Hanna-Barbera looking one, the Filmation one.
Right. They had those. What are you doing over here? You Facebooking?
Yeah, I'm trolling the internet, seeing what people are up to.
The intrawebs.
Get her to troll Hot Topic.
Troll Hot Topic.
And what's on Hot Topic?
Nah, nothing.
Oh, those little guys that you're talking about?
Yeah. I have Tywin Lannister right here, chilling. You're sitting next to the Macho King.
Oh, yeah. I was going to get Savage and Hogan.
Yeah, Mikey.
But then decided on the Batman Beyond when I found the Batman Beyond and the 2 Harley Quinns.
Such a good show, Batman Beyond.
I'm going to bed.
You going to bed, babe?
Yeah. It's about that time.
All right, well, thanks for playing.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Next time we'll do this a little earlier and we'll...
Yeah, when it's not, you know, late. I have to get up. I have to run in the morning.
Okay.
I'm half marathon training, as you know.
I know.
So. Which there's no half marathon anyway.
Yeah, it's soon. Where is yours? Where's your
the
next
Brooklyn
one?
Half Marathon?
That's the Coney Island one, right?
Yeah, it ends in Coney Island. You gonna take me on the Cyclone?
Yeah.
I ain't never been on it.
Yeah.
Like, is it gonna be killing you?
Hopefully, there's a Cyclones game that day.
This is not my first time to the dance tank. I'm prepared
but
for this.
But still, all
right.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, Coney Island's fun. All right, go get some rest then.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing.
Well, thanks for having me. I love you the best.
I love you the bestest.
I love you.
I love you the bestest.
I love you, Karen. Do you love her?
I love playing the Goodfellas.
We quote this at least 5 times a week. We say this.
It's right. Well, all right. Well, go get some rest, Dumpling Face.
All right. Hurry home. Hurry back.
I'll be 4 feet away.
Give me kisses.
Okay. All right, honey. Good night. You're on silent majority, everybody.
Good night, Tank.
Good night, Mecha Tank.
The Mecha. He said Mecha Tank.
Mecha like a holo.
Yeah. Shut that door, please.
Shut this.
Shut this, you fuck. Put my feet up now on a chair because he's not here. Oh, boy.
Don't talk shit, otherwise you're sleeping on the couch.
I ain't sleeping on that couch. It's uncomfortable. I hate that shit. I mean, we
you
have
just
more...
want that couch.
I don't like it. It's far. Listen, we had more room at this time, right? When you guys came over?
Mm-hmm.
So...
I'm really surprised you that other couch held me in rage.
Yeah, no, it's not, they're not bad. Oh, wait, hold on a second. The phone line's ringing. Is this the handsome one himself, Mr. Dan Lopez?
This is he, the one and only.
What's up, big man? What's going on?
Not much. How you doing, Phil?
Just relaxing, man. I'm doing great. It's been a long day. Finally got some springtime over here. So I opened up the windows, did some yard work. Watch some baseball, took the family for ice cream.
Attaboy.
Yeah, man, just, you know, and I'm not going to be on Wednesday, so I figured once in a while I like to do these open mics because Dave is never around on the weekends mostly. So once in a while I'll open a Skype and people call in. I've had a few of them ready. You've heard them. So just, you know, just shooting the shit, you know, whatever way everyone wants to talk about. Tank called in, so Tank's on the line. And we're just shooting the shit, you know. So what's going on your end?
Dave out chasing that Asian tail?
I don't think so, dude. He got food poisoning from one of those fucking savages. So I think he's I think he's sick as a dog apparently. But he's never around anyway. Dave's got a bunch of stuff going on. He's doing
I told him he's gotta stick with Mexican, man.
Dude, the biggest thing right now is Chinexican.
Chinexican.
What they do is it's like Chinese restaurants.
That's Tex Mex.
No, dude. No. Tex-Mex is where Dan is. That's authentic shit. I'm talking about Chinexican. What they do is they have Chinese restaurants that make Mexican food. Like they have they split the menu up. And
you know what? That makes sense because down here, you'll go into a lot of Chinese places and they'll be speaking Spanish in the kitchen. It'll be all Chinese people, but they'll be talking to each other in Spanish. So go figure.
And what they'll do is they have. Like the machines that roll out the tortilla for the quesadillas, their steak is okay. I mean, it's not top grade, you know, steak for like a fajita, but they'll give you a good decent fajita. And you know what? It's really like fast, but not fast food. Like it's not processed. You know, it's all fresh, but it's not like the greatest top grade ingredients. But I mean, they'll take chicken and they'll make a good quesadilla and they make good enchiladas, but it's not like I love Southwestern food, dude. It's like
had one of them in your old hood, by the way.
They did
next to the old Blockbuster.
But you know, even back, it's funny because you mentioned the whole kitchen thing, right, Dan? Because when I was a kid, like the all the pizzerias in my neighborhood, they had the Central and South American dudes working in the back, and they spoke Italian because it's so close to the Spanish language. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not far-fetched that the Chinexicans are doing it right, but, you know, it's – you can get anything.
Well, you're up there in the melting pot, so it makes sense that you're going to have a little bit of everything everywhere.
The last I counted on a report that I was reading in the Wall Street – and I really never read – I read the Wall Street Journal like twice a year. But the last time I actually read it, they did a tally. I think there's over 200 countries that live here now.
That's insane.
Insane. So you have 8 million counted for, I want to say 12 to 15 if you count the illegals. So, like, there's so many people here, man. It's like it's ridiculous, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. I remember when we were up there that one a couple years ago, it was just wild how many people were at the small space to just pack them in there.
You learn a lot from people doing what I do for a living, too. My first couple of years on the ambulance, I worked in my base. We turned out of a base, an ambulance base in, I guess it's East Brooklyn. And it's called Canarsie. It's actually where my wife is from. Canarsie is home to, like, probably the biggest Caribbean population in the city. So I worked with a lot of West Indian people
from like Trinidad and Jamaica and the West Indies, like shit like that. And like you meet people like on like your partners are like from, and I had like the UN of partners at one point, from Caribbean to like Eastern European, Mexican, like, and everybody had a great story. Everybody had a great story on how their family wound up here. Everybody had their wives always sent food. It was awesome. So yeah, you learn a lot, and I think that's one of the advantages of being here is that you know you have so many people in a smaller place like that. So
I'll tell you what, man, it's tempting. It's been tempting ever since we went up there and paid that visit, thanks to the Shining Wizards. But I don't know if it'll ever happen. Probably never will. But we've thought about it more than once about moving up there. And just, you know, if nothing else, just to get in on the wrestling scene, because everything's so spread out here, it's hard to find anything, you know?
Well, you know, the only thing that would, I mean, what you do for a living, you could definitely get work here. That would be a plus. And two, you have a pretty big family. The education thing bothers me. And without getting into politics and shit like that, and I'm a registered independent. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I don't like the way the education system in the city is structured. You know, I think
it's only not by you, Phil.
What's that?
Not only by you. In my sister's county, they want to get rid of that Common Core shit.
Well, your sister is up in the suburb. She's actually your sister's in New York State.
Yeah, but she's up in the sticks.
She's up in the sticks. But I want like the whole thing with this. I'm not even the Common Core. Not even the curriculum. Like me personally, I think it's the city. When the city was running the Board of Ed, the Board of Education, I thought they did an okay job. When they stopped running the Board of Ed and they went make it independent, that's when it hit the fan. I wasn't a fan of it. So, you know, anytime I want to think about it, I'm thinking about going down south. I'm thinking about going to Florida. You know, but they have a great education system there, depending on where you go, though. So, you know, that's what you'd have to consider if you want to move somewhere else. I mean, you would get everything else. You would get, you know, the kids will have everything else, but the education is important, dude. That's where it's at this point in the game.
Too many pedophiles in Florida.
Yeah, you know what? I'm related to one, unfortunately. He's doing life in jail because of it.
I'm surprised he got life. Is he down there?
He's down there, man. He's down
there.
Wow.
Every time I hear about Florida, they're always letting him out of jail, not keeping him in.
Yeah, he got a life sentence, apparently, because he got caught more than once. I don't know the whole story. It's sad. That stuff's everywhere. It just happens to be that Florida has it more than everywhere else.
Yeah, it gets a lot of attention there for whatever reason. Believe it or not, I did call to talk to you about wrestling. Yes. I've actually got a pretty big axe to grind about something.
Dude, that's the floor is yours, my friend.
Oh, all right. The current wrestling scene, WWE, I'm talking everywhere. And you know this, Phil. I'm preaching to the choir a little bit, and I know with you, because you know your stuff. I feel like at some point in the timeline of wrestling history, the opinion of what good wrestling is changed. Especially notice it here in American wrestling, and I think a lot of that had to do with the influence of ECW. Because the WWF was not considered hip at the time when they were going through the new generation. And there was good wrestling going on in the WWF by my definition of good, what I believe good wrestling to be. But because it wasn't as popular then, it wasn't trendy, it wasn't hip, it wasn't cool or whatever, there was a culture shift to where what was trendy, what was hip, what was cool was what was going on in ECW. And that, because they didn't last long, because that promotion didn't last long, but it still had that reputation and made that impact, that splintered off. And you had guys from ECW going to WWF, you had them going to WCW. And that, when they spread out like that, that style of wrestling that was now considered the standard for good wrestling, filtered into all the major promotions, and it really changed the culture to what we see today being defined as good wrestling. And I'm talking about, like, your Eddie Guerrero versus Dean Malenko. Like, and people will look at me crazy, but in my opinion, that's not the highest quality or highest caliber of wrestling, in my opinion.
Well, it was high quality for them, and me sitting there for 2 out of 3 of those matches. For me personally, I thought for them, it was that and Mysterio and Psicosis when he made his first, his first North American debut, like stuff like that. Listen, I know your disdain for ECW, and you on several occasions made point of why you don't like it and what it's done to today. This is not the first time you've mentioned it to me or anybody else on social media, and I get it. I think that it got to this point after the monopolization of hold on. Danny K, hold on 1 second, brother. I just want to get my point across over here.
All right. So, how you doing?
Well, good. Hold on 1 second. So what I was saying, Danny, Mr. Lopez there, is that I think once it got monopolized, once there was no competition, once the company went public, I think is when you started to see nothing but mediocrity. How many guys on that roster right now you can look at and say, if I was starting a promotion, I would take this guy? Maybe a handful. Maybe a handful. Yeah, but like, can you take, back in the day, you could walk into Mid-Atlantic and take 10 of those guys and start a.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Right now, if you could give me more than 5 guys on that roster that you would take with you, then that's a miracle.
I think if you ask wrestlers and people inside the business to pick the guy that does it right, I think that you would have the majority of them point to Randy Orton. I don't think fans would. I think fans, the popular pick is guys like Daniel Bryan and people like that. But Randy Orton's my pick. I think he's the guy that's coming closest to doing things the old school way.
Right, because he's got that. He's first of all, he's probably their best. All around athlete. In terms of the wrestling itself. I mean, he's vanilla, but he's awesome. He seldom makes a mistake. He's precise, and he showed again at Mania. He put on a clinic. He's a guy. Unfortunately, it's what the fans, like you said, it's what the fans want. It's their game now. And they're catering to a different audience now. I think wrestling fans now are a little more spoiled. They have more outlets, and I mentioned this on my show a million times. Like it's the flavor in a month is now the whole scene is diluted. Honestly,
yeah. The reason I bring it up is because, again, I feel like as a wrestling fan, you know, I try because I love wrestling, and I watched Mania this year, and I enjoyed the show as a whole. But even the best matches on that show, it was hard for me to really lose myself. And I feel like I still could if the performance was what it used to be. And, you know, I posted on social media the other day about the Lex Luger-Yokozuna match. And I know people might laugh at that because of the reputation of Luger and even the reputation of Yokozuna. Like, I know that people will acknowledge they were good at what they did, but man, I don't know if fans would get it if they watched it and sat through it or whatever, but that was some quality old school psychology, timing, everything that wrestling is supposed to be, in my opinion.
I find it harder as an older wrestling fan and Tank's my age. He's a little older than me, a year older than me. But I think I can't speak for Tank, but I find it hard to invest emotions in a character like I used to. Not because I'm old, but because I feel like, you know, I find it harder to suspend my disbelief in a lot of time because of how bad the product is.
Well, it's fast food wrestling. I think it's fast food wrestling. I think is a good way to describe it today. And you know, when you're hungry, I mean, a Whopper will get the job done, but you don't want to eat that when you want a good meal.
You're right.
The issue. Vincent Kennedy McMahon is too old now, and with Kevin Dunn once the old man passes, Kevin Dunn's out of a job, and you might see some more old school stuff because you see a little hint of it now in NXT.
I don't know, Danny Kaye, what's going on, man?
How you guys doing? I've been finding your conversation, from what I've been hearing, interesting, because I'm a younger wrestling fan, as you guys know. I'm only 19 years old. And, yeah, it does get stale, but there's so many products out there. And you're talking about, like, how name five guys on a roster that you could start a promotion with. And I can find a company right now that does have five guys that you could start a promotion with.
Right, no, we were talking about WWE. Yeah, but we were talking about WWE. You know, we were talking about WWE. Listen, you can go to PWG, Ring of Honor,
New Japan.
Yeah, of course you can. But I'm talking about the average, first of all, the average wrestling fan. And I'm not talking about the smart guys like us. I'm talking about the average casual fan. That, you know, that watches Raw and SmackDown every week, that gets the pay-per-views, that gets the network, sometimes they don't invest time in the independents like we do. You know?
They don't.
And back in the day there was not that flavor either. The only independent wrestling you had was when the guys on TV made their rounds locally to gymnasiums and smaller venues and stuff like that. You didn't have any of that stuff going on. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I could be wrong, Phil, but I don't think the people watching Raw and SmackDown even religiously watch NXT.
No, I don't think so. You know what? Listen, I'm spoiled because, you know, my kid, he hangs out with me and he's seven. So like he's my eyes and ears. I vicariously see the scene through him now. So when I take him to an indie show, or I take him to WrestleMania, or I take him to, or we watch NXT, like, I see where his head is. And that's where I get my opinion of most of new fans. And maybe it's wrong of me to do that, but when a 7-year-old is telling me that, you know, Ring of Honor is better than WWE, But it's not as nice. Like, you know, a lot of times the fans look for everything else. They look for the fanfare. They look for the pyrotechnics. They look for they're not looking for match quality anymore. You know, I mean, I constantly find myself, you know, talking about what they could have done, what they should have done, and that's the problem too. What Dan mentioned before was the fans. They'll chant, "This is awesome, this is awesome, this is awesome." But I've seen that before. I've seen the awesomeness. That's not awesome. That was good. It was okay. You just, why? Because they chain wrestled for 8 minutes? You know, that's awesome? That's not awesome. That's what you're paid to fucking do, man. It's not, you know, when I, and I sound spoiled because when I was a kid, I grew up with the nonsense too, with the gimmick wrestling, where, you know, everybody's like, well, look at that clown. That clown was a menace in Mid-South. That clown was on the first WrestleMania, or that, you know what I'm saying? Like, these are things
the show I just watched, SummerSlam 93, he wrestled Bret Hart, and it was an excellent match.
Yeah.
He could get down. He could wrestle.
The problem is with the younger fan is that people don't want to suspend their disbeliefs.
Yeah,
they don't.
I agree.
Hey, Phil, yo. What's the name of your caller that just called in?
We have Dan. We have Mr. X. Is that you?
Yep, that's me, Brian. Yep.
What's up, brother?
Just trying to get a little idea where you guys are at. Sounds you're talking a little old school.
Sugar Shane was checking in with us, too. I don't know where he went. Sugar Shane, I'm sorry if you get back in there. I was trying to get to everybody at the same time, but I got caught up in the conversation.
If it's okay, so I wanted to ask the 19-year-old caller.
Go ahead.
I was just wondering, what kind of exposure have you had to older wrestling? Do you have the network? Do you watch that stuff? Are you interested in it at all?
Yeah, I am very interested in older stuff. I have old Japan stuff. I have old I get all the DVD sets with the older thing. I have the Mid-South DVD that was very interesting to watch and see what was over there and what was not over there. And yeah, I'm very interested. I was very interested in the World Class. I was watching their TV through the network religiously every week until they stopped updating it. But
do you recognize the difference in the
yeah,
style
I'm very interested
from back
in it.
Then?
I see a huge difference in the reactions. A. B. B. They're willing to suspend their disbelief. And people are not willing to do that anymore because, oh, we have these writers. Oh, this. Oh, that. We all know the backstage politics and whatnot. And, yes, I cover it on my show, Get in the Ring. But, hey. But good wrestling to me is I can sit there and suspend my disbelief for 30 minutes. And be sucked into a match. I was sucked into Triple H versus Sting. It wasn't the best match technically, but boy, it told a great story. Undertaker Bray Wyatt, same thing. That's what made WrestleMania great. A lot of great stories were told. It wasn't the in-ring action like it was at Wrestle Kingdom 9. And you had the combination at Wrestle Kingdom 9 of Nakamura and Ibushi and Tanahashi and Okada, who tear the house down every night.
Right, but the average wrestling fan is not watching that stuff.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And some of them that are now have an outlet in terms of social media and Facebook and everything else. Hold on a minute. Sugar Shane, you there, brother? I didn't forget about you.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hold on one second. I didn't forget about you, brother. I just got
it's okay.
Business just literally just picked up in the last 10 minutes. But anyway, my point is if the average wrestling fan would stop and take a look at what preceded them and then try to take in now what you – listen, people are complaining. They're bipolar. They want certain things and they don't get them. And then it's like, well, this sucks. I can't watch this anymore. You know?
Phil, I don't even think they're bipolar. I don't think they know what they want.
You know?
Yeah, like, they're sick of John Cena showing up as the champ every week. And then they're like, this sucks. And then Brock Lesnar doesn't show up every week. And they're like, hey, what's wrong with your champion? How come he's not
and,
there?
Yeah, and then they want to put the belt. They're going to put the belt on Reigns? They're going to put the belt on Reigns? I'm like, who else is there? You know? So, anyway, Brian, what's going on, man?
I just kind of listened to what you guys were saying, and I think the problem with today's fan is they just buy into too much crap on the internet, and they just don't wait for things to happen. And I don't know what you were just saying earlier, but, like, when you're growing up and you're watching it, the match is one thing, but it's what builds you to want to watch that match.
Yeah.
is what you need.
Kayfabe is
and
dead.
The surprise factor has to happen. If you do not give yourself a chance for the surprise factor and have to freaking all day long on a Monday search stupid sites and everything to get what's going on Monday night, you shouldn't even watch. It's just...
Yeah.
Yeah, when you were a kid, you waited for it. You know, and
you were a kid, so we have time clocks in our fucking heads. We could have been at the football field or the basketball court. When I knew Tuesday Night Titans was starting, I was leaving headed to the damn house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, it had not one clue what was going to happen. Everything was just like, oh, you know, or like Superstars of Wrestling on Saturday. You'd wake up, start watching wrestling at 9, and at 1 o'clock, you know, the final show would go off, and you didn't have one idea what was going to happen on the show at all, on any of the shows.
Yeah, I think, and that factors in to what Dan was saying before about the newer fan. That there was no, it's all kayfabe back then, man. Even when you knew, even when you were old enough to realize that it was scripted, even though when you were old enough to realize that they weren't really hitting each other all the time, when you didn't know what was gonna happen, it kept your interest more than it did now.
You know what, Phil?
I come from a different perspective, honestly. I like to see how it rolls out, honestly. But I like to know what happens, but maybe that's just me and my fandom and the era I grew up in, the Ruthless Aggression era, into what is now known as the PG era. But I go back and watch stuff, and I'm like, none of these fans knew what was going to happen, but I think that's the problem with every TV show today. Even with The Walking Dead, you have thousands of people looking up spoilers saying, this is what happened yet, and they bitch and complain about it and ruin the show for other people. Smarks.
It's like any other sporting event. I don't watch no pre-shows or anything. I don't need anybody to tell me what the hell's going on. If I watch my team every week and week out, I know sports enough. I don't need to watch some fucking Phil Sims and Mike Ditka staring me the wrong way on my team. I turn it on at 1 o'clock and watch the game, or any sport in general. It's the same with wrestling. When you're sitting there all day wanting to figure out what's going on or on social media, and you know what? I've been caught up in it too. A few months back, I was getting really, really to the point where I was about done watching wrestling, and I shut down just literally looking at Facebook, through Monday, looking, I don't do any other social media. Facebook's all I do, basically for sports. And it just brought it back to where Sting came out them two nights on Raw. I didn't have a clue he was coming out. I marked out. And if I would have known, it would have been the shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the surprise factor, and that's what brought me back to liking it now. I don't get on those stupid Facebook, or not stupid, I'm not calling it stupid, but just I don't get on the Lords of Pain and all that bullshit that 90% of it's falsified. Fucking Undertaker's been dead for 5 to 6 years, but he keeps coming back and wrestling, you know. And it's just, you literally got to just take a time out if you really want to be a fan and enjoy the surprise factor. It's just...
And not for nothing, when you know Monday's coming, you gotta keep on social media, you gotta keep away from the Ring War, the Ring War site. Because they love to spoil a lot of stuff, too.
Everybody does,
just
though.
Not... everything. Just turn it on at 8 o'clock and just be like,
yeah,
okay, turn off your phone.
Disconnect
I texted Phil the other night, and I was like, you know, turn your phone off. It's good raw. Be surprised.
Yeah.
Remember when I did that? Like, don't even fucking get any spoilers or, like, fucking people trying to hate it. You just see what happened. It's just like, back in 97, 98, I remember having an apartment. I used to have these raw parties, and it was right when the bullshit internet came out with the spoilers. This is when Raw was getting taped still. And literally, if a motherfucker came to my house and literally opened his mouth on one thing he read, his ass was kicked out for good.
You know,
like,
what?
There's the fucking door.
You know, it's
right
funny.
There,
you bring up the sports thing, too. Like, you know, I have a my biggest thing is, and Tank will tell you this, I like the pre-shows mainly because I like everybody else's opinion. I know, like you said, I know my team in and out. My theory, too, with this, too, is that at least with other sports, it's not, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. You can have the best team in whatever genre it is, and they come out and they shit the bed, you know? But with wrestling, it's like, oh, so-and-so's backstage, and they're tweeting it. Oh, so-and-so's going to, you know, Sheamus is coming back tonight. So kayfabe is dead. Once kayfabe died, once the industry got monopolized, once they went public, It's a different scene. That's it.
But Phil, how are these people that live in Fargo, North Dakota, know that Sting is backstage in Washington, D.C.?
It doesn't matter how they know. You know how they know? The internet. Shane, am I lying?
Am I lying, dude?
I mean,
no. Oh, go ahead.
I got to stick up for Ring Wars really quick. I write for that site.
Yeah, cheap so, plug, man. Ring Wars is great. They're great. I love Ben. I love Xander. I love you guys. And Dan does a really good job, too, with the calm. Okay,
yeah,
finish your point.
None of my articles spoil anything, so don't read anybody else's shit, but you can still go on there and read mine.
Shane, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much. I'm just walking home. Got some fucking Miller, you know?
It's Miller time, baby.
Shane, can we get a Bubbles plug?
A what?
Well, I called in, and I decided to talk to a group of people, and, you know, they didn't have any kitties online, but, you know.
It's funny because I, you know, I do the show every week, and, you know, Danny K does his on college radio. So when I like to hear different people's perspectives about the business, I also follow shows that don't follow the current product, you know, but yet they still chime in because it's what everybody else is talking about. And I feel like if you're a real wrestling fan, you're always connected no matter how much of the new stuff you watch or not. Now, Dave doesn't even have fucking cable. So if I call Dave and say, Dave, I just, like, you know, the other night when I was talking to Brian on my way home from work, if I were to text Dave and tell Dave, hey, listen, man, Raw was great tonight. Dave's got to go out of his way to watch Raw. Dave don't even have cable. Dave refuses to watch the new shit because he doesn't like it.
No, can I ask you guys this a question? Maybe you guys agree with me, maybe you don't, but do you think, like, today, nowadays, like, wrestling is filled with just fucking spot monkeys?
No.
Yes.
Well, yeah, well, it depends on what promotion.
I mean, you have guys that build their fucking careers off doing triple backflips and shit.
It all depends on what promotion you're watching.
Like fucking PWG. Jesus Christ, there's no psychology at all.
Well, it's infiltrated WWE as well. I mean, I know Daniel Bryan's a great wrestler.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he built his entire matches on spots. I mean,
it's cool and all, but, I mean, shit, I want to see, like, a fucking opera. I don't want to see a fucking
the problem, dude. That's how these guys get noticed. That's why Neville was fighting the world champion last week. That's why Kofi Kingston has a job.
Even Tyler Black or Seth Rollins. He's a fucking...
Yeah.
The Hardys.
Listen, we spoke about ECW a little while ago. Look at the influx. Say whatever you want about Paul Heyman. He was a genius. I would sit in an ECW arena and I would watch an opening for Lucha.
And fucking then super crazy, man.
And then 10 minutes later, I'm watching a tag team title match, like between Van Damme and Sabu, either against the Eliminators or the Dudleys, whatever. Then you watch the hardcore shit with Dreamer and Sandman and all that. And then you watch a shoot fight with Taz and Shane Douglas. Then what happens? WCW gets some money, and they copy the entire landscape. And then all the shit gets recycled. All the bullshit gets recycled.
I'd like the groups that I'm in and, you know, the people that I talk to every day, you know, Brian, you know, Tank and Rage and you, Phil and Dave and everybody, you know, and it's like, I think we could book this shit if we really wanted to.
Well, that's the problem too. The problem is that guys have gotten too smart because of what's around them now. You have this outlet. The younger fans have an outlet. Before 2005, guys, you didn't have fucking YouTube. You didn't have Twitter. Okay? You didn't have fucking Facebook. You might have had a MySpace.
You didn't have fucking Instagram.
You might have had MySpace. You might have had a MySpace page to pick up chicks. But you know what? Other than that,
You had nothing. You had nothing. You had nothing. Now you have fucking these keyboard warriors that come on. They come on. It's like, oh, I hate this. I hate that. And it. And sometimes you call them out. And you guys know how I feel about this. If you're gonna tell me you hate something or you dislike something, tell me why.
There you go.
If my 7-year-old can tell me why he doesn't like a certain wrestler, you guys can do it. Not you guys. I'm talking about in general, the younger generation.
And if they can't, they get the zero fucks given.
That exactly, well, exactly. Because you
I think it's go ahead.
You can't tell me that you can't complete a fucking sentence after the fact that I hate this, I hate that. Tell me why. Give me a hypothesis. Give me an educated fucking guess on why you think you hate so-and-so.
Why you hate it and why you started watching in the beginning.
Why?
I would need to know both.
But yet, you're out. It's these same fucking kids that are out there buying the merch. They're paying for tickets to go to matches. You know, it's like, listen, I had guys like, you know, we know guys that don't follow the new shit. Like, I can't watch this anymore. Yeah. But yet they're on social media
talking about it.
Because you know why? Because it's a way to stay involved.
I mean,
go ahead, Shane.
No, go ahead. That's okay.
I'm
walking home anyway, so I'm gonna listen to everybody.
Not for nothing. Whether you like them or you hate them. Your boy Kevin Castle and Don Tony know their shit.
Oh, yeah.
They come with a little satire humor at points, but they know their shit.
They know their shit because they're middle-aged. Okay? They know their shit because that's it. That's the only reason why. And they respect.
They know their shit like we know our shit. They don't know nothing I don't know.
Right. That's the thing. Let me tell you something.
I mean, I respect him. I love Kevin Castle. I think he's great. Don Tony sometimes gets a little outland with his rants on TNA and other bullshit. But, I mean, I can relate with them dudes more than half, 90% of the other guys out there talking.
I feel better when they have an argument that is catering to how I feel. I feel better. Whoever's got that wind, it's really in my ear. It's crazy.
I'm sorry. That's all right.
Yeah, I'm like, Jesus, I'm on the treadmill right now.
But no, and then like, you know, I get revised and rejuvenated when Lopez posts something, because Dan's in our age bracket and Dan has a fucking clue.
Like the TV deal yesterday, that was good.
Yeah, because you know what? I think with the newer fan, and this is no knock on Danny Kaye or Shane or any of the newer fans or the younger fans, I should say. My thing is, you know, a lot of the young guys don't suspend a disbelief enough. They don't.
Phil, can I chime in there?
Go ahead, man.
See, what I think is, like, Brock Lesnar is the best example right now of why what we're saying makes sense. You take a guy. Hold on, I don't mean to interrupt you. How old are you, sir? I'm 37. Okay, go on. All right. I don't know our ages around here. I mean, I'm just like, you know, I didn't know if I had a 20-year-old or I knew earlier you said there was a 19-year-old on here. So I need to know.
Cool.
No. Go on.
Checking ID.
No, I just wanted to hear how his outlook from where his age.
He's working the door. He's working the door.
So go on. So he's basically in the Hulk Hogan role, even scaled back about to that degree, because in our day,
100%.
In the 80s, Hulk Hogan wasn't wrestling every week on Superstars.
No.
Thank you for putting that out.
Right.
Thank you.
And when he did, it was a treat. And if you guys listened to last week's show, I didn't mean to cut you off, Lopez. I'm sorry.
You're good, man.
I mentioned Hulk Hogan wrestling Moondog spot last week. And I kept going back to that because you never see that. You never saw that on TV. No. Every 6 months, he'd come out. If it wasn't a Saturday Night's Main Event or wasn't something else, he came out on fucking Superstars and gave a championship match to Moondog Spot. Now was Moondog?
I remember that like it was yesterday.
Was Moondog Spot going to win the fucking title?
With my co-host saying Hulk Hogan did not defend the WWE title every week. He wasn't even on the damn TV show.
And you guys are spoiled. You guys are spoiled because every single week now,
Every single week.
But since 1995.
But since 1995,
and I liked it.
Since 1995, you guys every week you guys had title matches on something. You know what I'm saying?
And I just want to say this too.
Look what it's done for Lesnar. And the current fans don't realize it. They don't realize it, but the reason they're popping for Lesnar is because what they're doing is popping for 80s wrestling, 80s looking old school wrestling. They don't even realize that that's what they're popping for. But the reason he's awesome to them is because, well, I mean, the part that he's being looked like a beast has a lot to do with it, but it's special. Every time he goes out there, it's special because they're not seeing him every week, and it's not overexposed.
When his music hits, it reminds me of Eye of the Tiger or I Am American or whatever in the Hogan. You're sitting there, oh, shit, he's coming out? Like, he's here? But it would be more Hogan coming out the Piper's Pit or the Snake Pit because, like Phil said, he never came to wrestle. But when his music hit, you knew something special was about to happen, like with Brock also.
And I just want to say this, too. You know, sorry about the wind there, but, you know, my grandfather, God rest his soul, that man, my first exposure to wrestling was Mid-Atlantic. And I'm 21 years old. For me to still remember a Ric Flair promo from back then, that's something else to me.
And I didn't get Mid. You guys know my story. I didn't get Mid-Atlantic until like 4 or 5 years after I started watching. So for me, that perspective was way different too, because guys with the promos, and they had like a stage area. It wasn't like, you know, Mean Gene behind a green screen pulling some guy up, right? You know what I'm saying? So
when I was a kid, I mean, Mid-South and fucking NWA and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I watched all of it.
Well,
you
see,
then
I'll get back to Georgia. That's my foundation is Georgia Championship Wrestling, 605.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole thing was the interview and the confrontation that would happen around Gordon, and they would go straight to the ring in that little 10-foot little walk to the ring, and the shit would hit the fan. It wasn't really the match. It was the stories involving the whole show. It wasn't the match. It was the... That's what drew me in, was like, oh, my God, who's Buzz Sawyer going to call off this week? At the end of the show, Tommy Wildfire Rich would have the Masked Superstars mask halfway off, and Gordon would say, so long from the Peach State of Georgia, and the Braves would come on or something. And they would really never go back and tell you what happened at the end of that program, but they would just keep kicking it every week, and it just is what drew you in.
Now,
I mean, it was.
Do you think all of us would be speaking the same lingo had internet been back then?
No.
How it is today?
No, of course not.
No, hell
no. No, because you guys are too...
I wonder how wrestling would look like if internet
It would
was...
look like how it looked like 25 years ago.
It's ruined. It ruined. I love it. Phil, I mean, we all love it, but it ruined it. And I'll argue that. I would go to court. It ruined wrestling.
Don't get
it ruined
me...
the wrestling that
right.
I love.
Don't get me wrong. It's nice to relive some of the stuff on the internet. It is.
Yeah.
It's nice to relive some of the old stuff on the internet. Like, we found stuff, Dave and I... are constantly show prepping, and Dave and I are constantly getting clips. And I mean, I don't have.
That's two different things, Phil. That's two different things. You're not going on there trying to get every little piece.
No, I'm not. But my point is this:
you're like going to the library,
right? My point is this. Well, there is a point to it. My point is this. My point is the internet has done really good things for wrestling, especially with digital media. Like, I don't have to go downstairs and pull out my fucking Slamboree 1993. You know,
right,
I can watch
damn
it. Right, exactly.
BCR, all right, the Sting match is at 12:38 on the BCR, you know.
Right. Yeah. Now, what I did was, like, my son's 7 now, and he's about 3.5, 4 years old. We were pulling tapes out and converting them to DVD, you know. And I was showing him, like, I have every Piper's Pit up until, like, the early 2000s, okay. I have 10 DVDs of every Piper's Pit that was made for me. Someone made it for me. Back in the day, and I go back.
Hey, Phil, I don't mean to cut you off. I'm gonna go ahead and get off real fast because I'm about to be walking in the door. So, but I'll be calling right back. So
yeah, man, jump back in there.
Yeah, all right, take care.
All right. So Sugar Shane, the wind tunnel is off the line. Everybody else is still here. All right.
Yeah, we're still on.
All right. So anyway,
I'm really enjoying this conversation.
My point is this. My point is it's done really good in terms of digital media and. Like reliving some old shit, you know, like before YouTube and Dailymotion gets taken down, you know, they
I found some primo stuff, man. I found one. I remember one time, and I think I told Brian this. I found, like, there were four two-hour best of the Four Horsemen, and all it was
yes, I found that too.
Okay, and it was quality. Like, it was all promos, and it was chronologically in with the matches, and it was fun. Dave and I did a feud a couple of months ago. It was Steamboat and Jay Youngblood against Sergeant Slaughter and Dan Canuto, right?
Yeah.
I got every single promo leading up to that and all the matches leading up to it on the internet. Where Dave,
I don't know why they don't do that. WWE, I mean, they've got the library. I mean, those things would sell like hotcakes. Savage Steamboat or Hogan Orndorff. Put it together chronologically. I mean, I would gobble that up.
That's the thing. I think it's going to come to that. And people, I've known people, just, I'm giving up on the network. They don't update it enough for me. First of all.
Yeah, I agree with that. I 100% agree with that.
Let me jump in on that. Last year, I got it when it originally came out. My subscription ran out, I think, at the Royal Rumble last year. I ordered it the night of the Hall of Fame because I couldn't find a free feed. So I was like, shit, $9.99, I'll catch Mania, and I'll get rid of it. I think I'm going to keep it because there's so much on there that wasn't on there when I got rid of it compared to now that I can't watch it all. I mean, I'm trying to from all the Hall of Fames, so much. There was like two world-class shows on there when I canceled it at the Royal Rumble last year. And I'm digging it right now. I'm thinking that it's really updated right now with a lot of Madison Square Garden old cards. There was like one or two when I got rid of it. They've come a long ways from when I got
rid of it. Primetime Wrestling on there now?
Yeah. Tuesday Night Titans.
Just all kinds of stuff.
You guys have got to realize they also have a lot of stuff that they haven't put on. And they just got to get to it. If they got 10 guys doing it and they got over 1.5 million hours worth of footage that they still haven't gone through.
They're still editing shit, too. Like, I guarantee you.
It's going to be a while.
That Mid-South DVD that Dan was talking about before?
Assistance to edit this shit.
What's that?
They're looking for production assistance to edit this shit.
It costs money, man. You have to edit the music out. Yeah, some of the stuff is shitty quality. That Mid-South DVD, that was just the tip of the iceberg. They have so much.
I love that Mid-South DVD.
And I'm excited for – I'm actually going to buy the Jerry Lawler DVDs coming out next month.
And right now I think they're trying to buy the Memphis Library.
That was getting to that, Tank. The Memphis Library is shared by different people. So they'll get what Lawler has.
I think they're trying to get Jerry Jarrett's too.
Yeah, well, I don't know how to –
I heard some of it was recorded over. I mean, it just wasn't – the shit wasn't preserved and taken care of. Like, where's all the Los Angeles stuff? I heard Superstar Billy Graham on the Jim Ross, which was an excellent interview, and I don't like the Ross podcast, but I wanted to hear Superstar Billy Graham. There was, like, three major federations in California. Where's all that stuff?
Don't they own the AWA, too? There's no
like
AWA
Pat Patterson
stuff on
was
the
out there.
Yeah.
The Olympic wrestling or something.
Well, the NWA territory in San Francisco is huge with Billy Graham and Pat Patterson and Ray Stevens and all those cats. But the AWA, you mentioned AWA, right? Let me tell you something. I didn't get AWA until 1990 when I got fucking cable. I had to watch it on ESPN. We didn't get cable in my neighborhood until around that time. So,
and shit, I didn't get AWA till 91, 92.
Right, so
I didn't get it until ESPN either, like the Showboat shit.
Right, and there's so much to go back from because all those guys at TV deals, listen, I would love – you want to talk about world class. I loved world class championship wrestling. There's so much to take in with – I mean, oh, God. Just to forget about the Von Erichs and the Freebirds. I mean, that's amazing in itself. But you had –
Chris Adams.
Yeah, Chris Adams. You had Kabuki. You had fucking –
Gary Hart.
Yeah, Gary Hart. Eric Gembry.
Brody would show up.
I mean, come on, man. There's so much. It's like apples and oranges.
I haven't brought this, but when I was watching Mania, it felt like I was watching Parade of Champions World Class because it was out in the light, the sunlight. You know what I mean? I don't like the daytime, but that's what it felt like. I was watching Parade of Champions, Kerry Von Erich beating Ric Flair for the NWA Heavyweight title.
out in the
daylight. A lot of people were shitting on the daylight show, but
I didn't like it. I loved the show, but I didn't like the daylight. I just think the theatrics could have been better with the Taker and the entrances and just. I like the dark. I like the smoky arena. I mean, I don't like the sunlight and all that shit. But anyway, go back. I'm sorry.
No, what I'm saying is it's like apples and oranges, and I think first of all, and the younger fan, might get bored watching some of the old shit. Not all the younger fans, but most of them. Because they have this ADHD fucking mentality that they can't absorb what they don't know. Like, they know who's coming on Raw because of the internet. They know somebody got fired. They know something because they read it on Twitter. They read it on Facebook. They read it on Instagram. They read it the fucking dirt sheets. Like, you know, but if you watch that stuff from back then, sometimes it's not as appealing as it is now. You know, once in a while, my kid can't watch a 20-minute match because he's 7 years old. He has the fucking attention span of a gnat sometimes. So, like, you know, he gets up and he walks away, but he'll come right back to it. Or he'll watch on his own and, like, start drilling me at the dinner table about what he watched and what, you know, like, the science of. Like, he broke down a Triple H match to me the other day from, like, 5 years ago. And I'm like, and I looked at him and I said to him, like, did you watch the whole match? He goes, yeah, and it was really good. And it went more than 10 minutes, right? He goes, yeah. I think it was him and Foley he watched or something like that. But, like, you know, it's – I think for me, I just can't get it out of my system. So between the podcast and, I guess, mixing and mingling with you knuckleheads every day on the internet, I think for me, I get – and seeing it through his eyes, my son – I have a different perspective on a lot of it too. So, I mean, I can't shit. I mean, and my glass is always half full. I look for all the positive stuff, and sometimes it's hard to find all the positive stuff when you have 3 hours of this and 2 hours of that. By the time you're done, you have over 10, 15 hours of programming a week, and it's diluted. So, I tend to lean towards my childhood. And
God forbid one of the rumors that you read during the week or whatever doesn't happen, and it's a big backlash. Like, well, hell, I read on Johnny's wrestling site that Sting was going to be there tonight. Then he wasn't. Fuck wrestling. I'm never watching it again.
And that's another thing, too, man. You know, Dan Lopez brought it up in the beginning. He's like, he brought up, you know, about the current scene not being the way it is. I'll tell you why, too. Back then, it was more pop culture accepted. Pro wrestling was, after the rock and wrestling thing, you found wrestling everywhere. Anywhere you went, you found wrestling everywhere. Everywhere you went, you found it. Now it's you're looking for it on the internet. It's not in your face anymore. When I was a kid, it was everywhere.
It's not widely publicized.
No, it's not.
I'm sure you. How far do you live from Norway?
Me, 18 minutes. Yes. Yeah.
Now, you think in your local paper you would see advertisements for PWS?
No, because you know why? Because it would cost PWS the admission. It would cost PWS the gate of like one or two shows to put out a full page in a local paper. And I know Pat and Eric are on a budget. I mean, I know they got a TV deal, and they do a fine job over there. And it's not always fantastic. But, mm-hmm. You know, it's an alternative. And, you know, people have an alternative. Back in the day, you didn't have an alternative. And unless you lived in a region where you got more than one wrestling program, like if you lived in the Midwest, like where – if you lived in the Midwest, you got AWA, WWF. If you lived where Shane lives now – you would get.
Yeah, sorry.
No, yeah, sorry, Shane. If you lived where Shane lives now, you back in the day, you would get WWF and then WCCW. You know, I didn't get any of that, and I lived.
I didn't get WCCW. No, not in Ohio. We got our main thing, Georgia. That was our loop.
Yeah,
you
had Georgia and WWF. And... yeah, I didn't get any of that stuff.
Yeah, but you could have, if you would have just on the rotary dial TVs. You would have flipped it into the mid-50s and 60s. You would have found it somewhere.
No, you wouldn't have. They didn't start playing. The UHF channels didn't start playing unless you spoke Spanish and watched. unless you spoke Spanish and watched Telemundo and Galavision, that's where you got stuff until about the late 80s, where you got the Mid-Atlantic and the NWA shit when we started getting cable. Yeah. So that's the thing.
Now, my brother, we would get WWF on WOR, WGN or something like that. Yeah. Was one of them a New York station?
WOR is here. WGN is okay. Chicago.
Because they carried WWF way back.
Yeah, of course they did. And I got my first taste of WWOR was 83, 84 was whenever Piper. Very cool. I want to thank everybody for checking in. Everybody who called in and hung out with us tonight. It was pretty cool. And hopefully do this again next time. Take care, guys. Good night. Be sure to check out TermicalThrowbacks.com. Twitter at TBuckleTBacks. Email TermicalThrowbacks1@gmail.com. You can buy a t-shirt, ProWrestlingTees.com/TermicalThrowbacks. And we're on RantEMRadio.com, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, GeekLifeRadio.com, Stitcher, iTunes, all that happy horse shit. Audio Boom. Check us all out. Until then, thanks for hanging out. See you soon.